Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a jump in the mandate. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for telling a friend. We love that about you. Hey, Drewski.
Hey, man.
Good news. Theo Vaughn's going to come in today.
I know. I love Theo. He's going to be good.
I love Theo. He really makes me laugh, that guy.
Yeah, me too.
Had an off-the-air question that we're going to pose on the air, Drew.
All right.
Sleeping medication. I know you don't like calling them sleeping pills. Sleeping medication.
I call them hypnotics.
Hypnotics.
Okay.
I'm not really a sleeping pill guy.
Yeah.
But I've found something like Ambien, which I don't take, is good to kind of put you down, but at some point I pop up. And
it's good for 4 to 5 hours, boink, and then you're back up.
Yeah, so I've well, that's good to know, because it was originally just sort of said, hey, it's a sleeping pill, but I noticed I'd take it at midnight. Well, first off, I might take it and go to bed an hour later.
It helps you fall asleep. It does a pretty good job at that, but then once it gets you in sleep, it releases you all of a sudden. There's sort of an arousal with that.
And yes, and so I've found myself take the Ambien at midnight.
Yeah.
Go to bed at 1, and then at 5:30, I'm like not asleep anymore.
Yeah.
So that wasn't fantastic.
They actually came out with a time release version of Ambien because of that.
I'm going. So let me give you the scenario.
Yeah.
I'm doing what I do so often, which is heading out to New York to do a match game. Match game difficult for me because I have to write answers.
Oh.
To things and present it to the world.
Ugh.
And I can't spell, and my penmanship is very scary.
Oh, yeah.
So I have ideas in my head of when last time I did it, I misspelled the word banana and was made fun of.
That's good.
I shouldn't be shamed that way.
No, it's funny.
I have a disability.
Oh. No stigmatizing.
So now, Drew, I go out to New York.
Mm-hmm.
I will land in New York at, 10 o'clock or something like that, but it'll only be 7 o'clock our time. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a big puss like you are with the time difference, but that night, it's tough to do it same day for me.
Yeah, I know.
Then I'll get out there and I'll get to my hotel and it'll be 11 o'clock at night and I'll be thinking to myself, the car's going to pick me up at 8.
Yeah.
I want to get some sleep.
Yeah.
And also, you got to kind of think on your feet for 3 shows, right?
Now, the downside, though, is, I don't know about you, but those...
Well, not like you.
All right. Those medications...
You take half a children's aspirin, and you're not in your right way. I'm not right for, like, the next 6 months.
I have some hangover, sort of whatever, from... I couldn't even characterize it, objectively when I'm in it.
Yeah.
But I think it affects your speed of thinking and your sort of... the
range. I get it that... Well, first things first. Getting a good night's sleep is paramount.
You're not going to sleep. You're not going to think right if you don't sleep. So it's one against the
other. Sort of weighing it against something else.
That's right.
Also, if I can get up, take a cold shower, move around a little, do a little shadow boxing, get a cup of coffee, by the time it's tape time at noon or whatever, I'll be fine. So what I'm thinking is my only thing is when I'm sitting in my hotel room – and it's 8:30 in the evening, Los Angeles time, and I'm thinking, I got to go to bed because the car's picking me up at 8 in the morning, but I'm not going to bed because it's 8:30 in the evening.
Yeah.
I want that pill that where you go, I'm going to bed. And
at what time?
Well,
how heavy-handed is what I'm trying to figure out. You want to go to bed at 10, or you going to bed at midnight?
Whatever's going to put... The Ambien with the time release is kind of what you're talking about,
right? That's right. That would do the trick for you. Although that's not as good as getting you to sleep. It's almost you have to take a little bit of a regular Ambien than a time release. That's crazy.
Oh, what do you mean crazy? Write that down. Hey, man, get my mortar and pestle. Stat!
Don't screw with the time release. There's a long-acting hypnotic we used to use called Restoril. But that's really pretty long-acting. It could affect you in the morning, possibly. So you'd have to take that one at 10.
That's kind of you, though.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'd try one, see what
before.
It did.
Yeah.
See how I felt the next day.
Are you
going to
make me
something?
Prescribe these things? Is that what we're doing here?
No.
Okay.
get so, my real doctor, yeah, Bruce on that. Mm-hmm.
So
but that's
restaurant.
Your batting. That's your thing, the long acting.
Yeah, all the other ones that are sort of commonly used these days are similarly short acting. I can't think of any that people commonly use. Sometimes they'll just use Klonopin, which is sort of an anti. I don't think that – you're a heavyweight. I don't think it'll –
Klonopin, I've taken four, and it's like it'll get you in the mood for sleep. Yeah. But I wouldn't really call this sleeping pill, so to speak.
Old-fashioned Restoril, pretty heavy-handed.
Well, Restoril's got the word rest in it,
right there.
It's got to work.
And then there's that other one. The problem with the other one I'm thinking of is also pretty short acting. All the ones I can think of are short acting. All the Z pills are all short. And they got the Z right there. So you get your Z.
Oh, yeah, you got to get your Z's. Yeah. So you're thinking Restoril.
Yeah.
What's good about that one?
Long acting. Yeah.
So you don't have
that. And heavy. It's like a boom. Right. It's a harsh drop.
Try one
for
of those.
Heavyweight.
All right. Mark's up
would,
there.
Would not give it to like an elderly patient. They would not.
No elderly patients.
No.
All right.
Hey,
get some of that. Oof. Tell Nana. No can do.
Before, let me remind you about ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, every business needs great people and a better way to find them. ZipRecruiter built a platform that finds the right candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, then invites them to apply to your job. And 80% of employers, this is an amazing statistic, who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate in just one day. That's why these guys are in business. ZipRecruiter finds the right candidate. They're out there. And ZipRecruiter is how you get them. Right now, our listeners can find ZipRecruiter. Can you try ZipRecruiter for free? I just shake my head when I hear the free services we give. But here you go. ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. That is ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. They'll learn what you want. They'll identify people with the right experience. They'll invite them to apply for your job. And most of you can expect a quality candidate within one day. Right candidates are there. ZipRecruiter is how you find them. That is ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
All right, let's talk to someone who's been on hold for a while. Micah, 32, Indiana.
Hey, guys, get it on.
Hey, now.
Get it on, man.
Hey, got a quick question. I have a surgery coming up, and I've never had a surgery really of any type before. Never had anything where I've ever had to been prescribed painkillers, and my mom was an opiate addict and ended up dying from that.
Oof.
And the procedure, the doctor said he's going to fuck me up pretty good. So
what's the procedure?
I'm expecting to get,
what is it?
I'm having a lipoma removed. Mm. It's a pretty significant lipoma. It's like 16 centimeters by 6 centimeters in my groin, upper thigh area.
Right. What is that, Drew?
Lipoma is a fatty mass. Lipoma. Fatty tumor.
Mass.
Yeah, they thought it might have been a sarcoma, but the biopsy came back okay. But he said it would be a good idea to get it out just in case. You know.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's not a super painful surgery, but it will be painful. And have you ever had a problem with alcohol or other drugs?
No.
Have you ever worried you might get momentum with something?
I've kind of always kept it in the back of my mind. So, you know, I've actively tried to kind of keep it at bay a little bit. But, I mean, I do drink recreationally and everything, but not really ever had a problem with it, I would say.
Is your relationship with alcohol the same as all your friends, or do you feel like it's a little different?
No, I think so. I think it's the same.
All right. So you don't, just because your mom was an opiate addict doesn't mean you're necessarily going to inherit the gene for addiction. It sounds like you don't have it, so you have no higher risk than anybody else.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay, but I mean, still be careful because we don't know for sure, and obviously don't take the medicines more than a week or so, and then you'll be great.
So you say about a week, no more than 2 weeks? With the,
definitely not more than 2 weeks. Definitely not more than 2 weeks.
Hey, Drew.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks. Let me ask you a question.
What? Ask me.
You think about opioids. It's fun. I don't care for opioids, and I talk to people. I was listening to Dennis Prager's show the other day, and he said he had the surgery, but he took some money. And he's like, he doesn't like it. Makes his head feel scrambled or something like that. You're one of those guys.
I told his fork, yeah.
Not for you.
No.
Not for me. Not for you. Not. But then other people, they start and they can never stop.
Yeah.
Then you take something like alcohol, and you go, I don't know many people are like, there's no alcohol. They go, some people drink more, some people drink less. Most everyone I know enjoys a glass of wine or whatever, a beer at a bar, at a 4th of July picnic or whatever it is. That seems like it doesn't take hold and it doesn't drive.
It actually can occasionally, but it's pretty unusual.
I'm not saying it can't.
Okay.
Saying I'm not into opioids. You're not into it. Right. A lot of people are just like, fat, no good for me. And then other people are like, can't stop the second they get started.
Yeah, the alcohol is not that digital.
Probably pot's not that way
correct.
Either. There's people that smoke pot, they do it casually, they don't, or whatever.
They really like it, though. Yes. But again, it's not that binary.
Let's not shit all over my point by bringing up the outlier examples. Okay. But it's understood in general.
It's not that binary.
Okay. Is there something, there's some correlation between things that take hold and grab hard and those who really don't want anything to do with it? Because it's a little counterintuitive. You go, this thing takes hold and it takes hold hard and it sucks you in. And then you ask you about it or me about it. It's like, no thanks.
It's the genetics.
I get it, but it's interesting to me that the higher the likelihood I have not interested. You know, as a guy who'll drink whatever, smoke pot, do whatever. As a guy, when you talk about opioids, like, the higher the likelihood of no thanks, the higher the likelihood of I am now hooked and will never stop. That's what it feels like to me. And could get started at age 52 after knee surgery.
That may be.
It's interesting. Here's what I'm saying. It's in a way,
in the same way it can be aversive, it can be motivating.
To others.
Yes. The degree of aversiveness is inversely related to the degree of motivation.
Well, think about kiddie porn.
Yeah.
To the folks that ain't into kiddie porn, that's me. Not so much true. Mm. For those who aren't, it sounds like the worst idea ever.
Yeah.
For those who are into it, it's an obsession. It's a lifetime's worth of work for them to go find it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering if, like, there's those things that
It doesn't fit. I get where you're going.
So regular porn.
Yeah.
And beer. That's just right down the middle.
Right.
That's just doesn't divide the earth into two. It's right. Everyone likes a beer and a little porn. That's a 4th of July party. And I'm just wondering if there's some correlation between me having zero interest in it and some people just going,
I've not thought about it that way.
That's why I'm here.
Yes, thank you. I will keep an eye out for it, but it doesn't fit the biology as I understand it. So I've got to figure out another mechanism. So let me keep an eye on it.
I'll keep an eye on it. Okay. Let me tell you about blinds galore, and then we'll start bringing Theo in. Is that what you're saying? Mm-hmm. Matt's giving me a Theo wine there. Blindsgalore.com, first place to buy custom window treatments online. Trust me, man, I know what I'm doing. They know what they're doing. Trust me when I say they know what they're doing. 100% custom window treatments built to your exact measurements. They don't make anything until you order it. I have them at home. I have them in the studio.
We got them. I was devastated when the dog tore up one of them. But I'm sure if I called them, they'd probably replace it. That's how accommodating they are.
Drew has them. Matt has them. They save a ton compared to the big box stores. In-house team of experts will guide you every step of the way. You go online or over the phone, whatever you like. Free samples, free shipping. It's blinds galore, right, Drew?
Blindsgalore.com makes it easy to get the designer blinds and shades you've always wanted without the designer price. Go see what Blinds Galore can do for your windows and let them know Adam and Drew sent you. That is blindsgalore.com.
Hey, Theo Von.
Hey, Adam Carolla.
We're big fans over here.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm a big fan of both you guys. I'm surprised you guys are still together.
How dare you?
Sorry.
It's only been 25 years. Most relationships last that long, don't they?
Not in this town, buddy.
Yeah, thank you for teaching about this town. That's the crazy thing about Drew. He doesn't really know as much about the town as you think he would.
No, I choose to stay out of it.
Yeah. I don't either, I've come to realize.
Yeah, we've sort of kept a little bit away from it, you and I. Yeah?
Well, I believe that there's an element of playing the game which will help in your career.
Sure, sure.
And I've never really been, not that I'm not a game player or whatever, I've just never been that interested in whatever the rules are that you need to learn. This Past Weekend is the name of the podcast. New episodes every Monday and Thursday on iTunes. And there's a Comedy Central pilot coming up called Man Up. What's that about?
Yeah, it's about young fellas that are having issues, basically. It could be anything, masturbation, kids busting out at home or outside. Mm-hmm. It could be people, that are having relationship issues.
Theo's going to help.
Yeah, young fellows. And I just share, an experience. If I can relate, I share my experience.
Got it.
You know, I've made countless poor choices.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So if I can relate, I share my experience. And if I can't, then we'll have other callers that will call in and share some of their experiences, and then we kind of put those together so that person can hear some other people's issues.
I got to go back on Theo's podcast so I can be in another shitstorm.
What happened last time? Oh, yeah.
What happened last time?
He said some Teen Mom stuff, or I said some Teen Mom something, and a big shitstorm.
Well, Drew was hanging out with pregnant children.
Yeah, that's what he does. Why do you think they got pregnant? Drew hanging out.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there's,
No, I saw that you did your video it now too, right?
Yeah, we video it now. No, this is my own. This is my own separate podcast.
Yeah.
So it's been an adventure, but it's been a joy.
I heard had a call that came into your podcast that you wanted to bring in and share with Dr. Drew and myself. Is that true?
Yeah, 100%. I just needed some, more cavalier advice, and I thought you guys might have some.
Cavalier?
Yeah. There's no telling what's going to be on this call is what I'm saying.
No, it's a real call. This is a real – somebody has had some
– So they called in – did they call into This Past Weekend?
Yeah, they called into This Past Weekend. This is a feminine human.
And from where?
Mm-hmm.
It's hit or miss, but it sounds like from abroad.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Theo. You can call me Amy. I'm from Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. I have been dealing with depression and anxiety too for maybe – 7-8 months, probably more, I don't know. But I can't visit or see a therapist here because, they're very expensive, and from what I've heard, they are very bad. But honestly, I don't know why I'm making this call, but maybe you can give me an advice or something that will make this more bearable, because I had suicidal thoughts.
Suicidal thoughts.
So you got somebody out there in the sand,
Mm-hmm. She's a Saudi. She said that she couldn't go to a therapist because they're too expensive and bad or something?
Yeah, I don't believe either.
Yeah, are they bad over there, Dr. Drew?
Look, she should start with a general doctor. That's where she should start, because if she's suicidal, that is a medical emergency. She sounds like she's in young adulthood, late adolescence, and that's when all these symptoms usually just pop in. Anxiety, depression, panic. I had all that when I was that age. And sometimes a little bit of medication can really change the course of something like this, particularly somebody like her who's not willing to go see a therapist.
Yeah.
Ideally, we'd want to see a therapist and get some medication for a little while.
How is therapy in that neck of the woods?
Yeah, it sounds sketchy.
How do you know?
I mean, if I had to think about it and I close my eyes and really think about me being in therapy in Saudi Arabia, I feel like it's scary and there's not a lot of water in the building.
I don't know. I think they probably have pretty sophisticated stuff, just like anywhere else. It's not like it's a third world country.
Yeah,
no water.
I mean, they might have water. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how.
I'd like to know.
They've got those flying cars now. How could they be unhappy there?
I would be curious, what cultures hit up the therapist the most. Hit up.
You mean a go-to or...
You mean like a booty call?
Thank you, Drew. I shall just speak like I'm reading a freeway sign.
Theo was confused, too.
What cultures hit up the therapist the most? Who's going culturally? I would say, all right, who are our neighbors? Mexico and Canada. Who goes more, Canadians or Mexicans? I'd go Canadians. Now, I don't know why, but I would bet Canadians every time.
Yeah. Now, you know who goes more than anybody?
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
Something Jew.
No.
Is
No, apparently I believe it's Argentina. Apparently literally,
Them teenians,
everybody
huh?
Everybody has a therapist. It's sort of a thing. You have a therapist.
Well, I would like to know. And I wouldn't think this is why I'm asking.
Argentina.
Like, I wouldn't think, Japanese would be like, but I would think as they got wider, I think Sweden more than Japanese. Like, I try to Saudi Arabia to have down there.
The more towards religion, the less towards therapists.
Okay.
There's a general move that way. So, because they feel like the religion has failed them if they aren't praying it away and stuff like that.
Japanese kill themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they nip it in the bud. You know what I'm saying? I think it's reincarnation.
Didn't you want to write a book?
It's in
about
the reincarnation belt, isn't it?
Adam's got a new book he's putting out. It's called If We Were Japanese, We Would Have Killed Ourselves a Long Time Ago.
Oh, wow.
It's his new book, right?
I like that. Yeah.
New book.
I was watching the Obama documentary. It was like the last 12 months or whatever. And they chronicled the part where he had gone to Japan to lay the wreath at Nagasaki or Hiroshima or whatever it was. And it was great the way it was chronicled, because the way they told the story is we just randomly bombed Japan. Like, that's the way they'd done it. Like, hey, Japan was shipping over some Toyota trucks, and we had a little itchy trigger finger. And one of them had a bad starter, so we called the Enola Gay to go over there and settle their hash. And it's like, you guys were doing a lot of slaughtering of indigenous people of islands and a lot of...
And the Americans themselves.
Yeah. And there was that whole little Pearl Harbor debacle, which got you incinerated now. But I just like the way Obama showed up, like, hey, sorry, man. I love this thing where it's like, no one ever dropped an atomic bomb. No one had an atomic bomb, you ass fucks. We built one so we could fucking incinerate your ass so that we could end the war.
Yeah.
And guess what ended the war pretty good?
Well, by the way, there was a conventional option. And the reason we didn't do the conventional option, it would have killed hundreds of thousands of more people.
Right, but he's got to go over there and apologize to everybody.
Of course.
That's the part I like. And I just love the in a vacuum. Like, what'd you guys do? Just dropped a bomb on some – there's some peaceful folk, school-age kids playing outdoors, and we showed up with a bomb.
No
apology.
Just blew them up. Can you imagine? All the chopsticks hitting
man.
The air.
We got to really think about
it. Can you imagine 2 million chopsticks hitting the air?
The final year on HBO.
Apologies for Theo. No apologies for TheraWorks Relief.
What do you
mean?
If you're
one of the millions who suffer from muscle cramps, your legs and feet, finally, there's relief in sight. TheraWorks with an X. TheraWorks Relief, topical form, clinically proven to relieve muscle cramps fast. And if you use it daily, particularly twice daily, TheraWorks Relief even prevents muscle cramps before you ever get them. Don't need a prescription. Minutes to apply. Completely safe, absorbs quickly, really works. TheraWorks Relief is available today at select CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens Pharmacy, or at TheraWorksRelief.com. That is TheraWorks with an X, W-O-R-X, Relief. Talk to your pharmacist. They are as excited as I am, because you don't have to give people medication anymore to relieve these cramps that keep people up all night sometimes. And there are very happy patients up there, because all they do is put this lotion on. It changes muscle blood flow, and they experience relief. Talk to your pharmacist. Go to TheraWorks Relief. Check it out for yourself. Clinically proven. The relief for muscle cramps. TheraWorks Relief. Experience this relief for yourself.
Mm. Can't believe they bombed him.
How about that part where we shamed Hitler into killing himself?
Yeah.
Certainly we should go lay a wreath on his bunker, right?
Yeah.
Well, that was the Russians.
We were wrong.
The Russians did that.
Jesus Christ. We ended that war, and that's how we ended it, everybody.
And CVS is gross, dude. I don't like being at CVS.
CVS pharmacies?
Yeah.
I like them.
You do?
Yeah.
What do you like in there?
I get it. It seems like I'm in there all the time these days. It's always Dr. Drew. Yeah.
What is it, though, about it?
That I like about it? I don't know that I like it. It's just got what I need all the time. Like, we get this, when we're in New York, there's one downstairs. I just seems like I'm in there every day.
Oh, yeah. If I lived on top of a CVS, I mean, in LA, I'd be homeless probably if I did. But... otherwise, I would love it. I'd love to go downstairs and have one, but I don't like being in there because everybody's sick and like...
Yeah, that's true.
Just like looking at bulk bags of candy and just wiping their boogers on everything.
Yeah, it's a little bit of that.
It's shady,
I think. It's not the CVS, it's the people that sort of shuffle around.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, speaking of shuffling around, Theo taught me something that really kind of blew my mind about these families in where he lived that would keep a kid at home out of school to make him seem like he was mentally deficient, to get a tax, to get pay, money.
Dummy check, they called it.
Mm-hmm. It had names for it, and everyone knew it was going on.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of kids did. You know, they would keep a kid out of school because if he tested poorly enough, he was labeled mentally handicapped. you know, or one of God's favorites. Some people said it. But it's and then the family got the money. So he could still, you know, do athletics and be outdoors. He just didn't have, you know, as many school and social skills. And the, but they would get the money, and the family needed the money, you know. And some of, I remember I had a buddy named Devin who actually went to jail for murder, but this is before he was murdering anyone. He had a brother that was a dummy check.
You used to express a lot more disdain for that behavior. Now you're saying they need the money?
Oh, I mean, look, I think
it's
I have a
noble
little bit.
Endeavor.
I have, yeah, it's a noble endeavor because I didn't realize what the family goes through.
Yeah.
It's hard to really keep somebody dumb. It's harder than you think.
So then they need the money to maintain.
There's always
it.
Those out. There's those sources that are coming in. Can't
yeah, there's
stop
outside
them.
Sources. People trying to sneak them books at night. It's like Cuba, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knew in your neighborhood that these kids were that.
Yeah, I mean, people knew it. I think at a poor level, you know it more because there's more of them. You know, I think at a wealthy level, they just think that everybody's probably dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Have you changed your feelings about America? And you had lots of feelings like his, like Corolla's, about giving people the freedom to pull themselves out.
I think I'm in the middle. I'm probably like a Drew Rolla.
Yeah.
You know, I think somewhere. I mean, I still think there's a lot of straight Muppets out there, and that the solution comes from yourself a lot of times. You got to solve your own stuff.
Yeah, that's Adam's thing.
You know, I think at a certain point we just complain about so much stuff, but we don't really act towards any solution. We've had the same problems for 60 years in America. It's like, government's not going to solve it, dude.
Right. No.
Correct.
All right, someone's got an interesting question here. Fillmore, 42, Singapore. Fillmore?
Ooh, wow.
Oh, my God. They could be next.
How you guys doing?
What's going on?
You think Saudi was
good?
Cool.
What's going on?
You got a question for Drew?
I'm just getting up.
Mm-hmm. Just getting
I do.
Up.
Yeah. I'll couch it in such a way as to not get you guys in trouble. I believe there's a celebrity out there whose last name rhymes with Byrne, who's actually a closeted homosexual and has been for pretty much his whole life. And in this day and age, with the freedom, well, at least in North America, that homosexuals have to actually come out, and how much of a press boost they often get, their celebrities.
Hey, Fillmore, real quick, are you from Canada?
No, Singapore.
No, but you got press boost. You say the boost like Canadian.
Oh, sorry. Yes, I am from Canada, but I'm actually not living in Canada right
now. Yeah, there's no way you could ever cut through the fog of that question. Like,
you don't
are
sound
you from
Asian.
Canada? No, I'm from Singapore.
Singapore, I grew up.
So, Drew, that was so.
I know.
That was worded like a Rubik's Cube.
That was a Corolla-esque question.
His head must have been swimming. With that, are you from Canada question, especially when he hails from Canada. There's no way anyone could have got through that Rubik's Cube,
I know,
Drew.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
We're not all physicians
I won't be so obscure.
Please. Sorry, Fillmore. That was an attack, him asking where you were from. And you,
so go ahead.
No, you're misunderstanding.
No, it's fine. The Kardashians show is attack enough on Canada. The thing is, I just don't understand the psychology of why someone would stay in the closet, especially in this day and age, unless they were of a certain generation.
Do you and know, is he closeted to himself? In other words, does he really know this?
Wait a minute. Rhymes with Byrne.
I thought Laura Dern. Is that a person?
No, but Seacrest rhymes with Byrne. Rhymes Seacrest. It's almost the same word. Seacrest. Like if you're writing a song and someone said, "Hey man, I want to say that how much I burn for you." What rhymes with burn? Like your songwriting partner might say, "Seacrest."
Yeah,
Seacrest.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't know. There's nothing that rhymes with burn other than Stern. That's the only. I don't know. Can anyone think of something that rhymes with burn? No.
I can think of something. Learn, like Larry Learn, but I don't think that's a person.
No, that's I don't that's want a to poster figure,
I want,
at a special needs school.
I want to deal
school.
With the question.
And he's also not at school. He's getting a check at home.
That's right.
The dummy check.
Yeah, Fillmore, so what are you talking about? So far, you're 0 for 2 in the coherent department, but go ahead.
So you're asking,
okay, well, first of all, congratulations for Drew for being such a cunning linguist and figuring out my accent.
True.
But I just don't understand the psychology of staying in the closet.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
For either homosexuals or bisexuals,
right.
for that matter.
All right. So can you understand? First of all, that's every individual's choice, correct? To come out. They
sure. Of course.
Right.
I don't think it's a matter of. Oh, look. Hold on a second. I don't think that it's a matter of hurting your career. Although, if you're Mike Rowe and you're gay, God, I wish he was gay.
Oh, you too.
Oh, what a team.
Wouldn't you two be great?
What a team.
Those two.
Mike Rowe.
Cute babies.
Oh, yeah. So awesome. Oh, we'd die trying. But here's
he
the thing.
Handsome.
I just love that guy's brain. Yeah. And we would build stuff together. Every weekend, we'd be at the Home Depot. I'd be pushing the cart. He'd be throwing stuff into it. All right.
Now, Home Depot, change one letter.
My point is this. If you're Mike Rowe and you're gay, maybe there's something about your brand
that's
hurting a little bit.
All right.
But it's more, I think, for people, it's more about like their family and stuff. Like they don't want to deal with the family part.
That's
They're
right.
from Arkansas,
usually,
you know,
right.
whatever.
So, Fillmore, you don't know from whence they hearken necessarily. And sometimes they can come from family systems that are extremely intolerant and might reject them or hate them or who knows what. And they just know better than to let that out. But your question, though, is what about gay men that marry? Is that right?
Yes. I put it on hold because I was
so the marriage thing, I just think that's a massive denial of their of being homosexual.
Let me see if I can work out this Canadian thing and be a little more cogent with this.
Wait, let me
hold on.
Damn. Dude.
Hold on. Still hang on. I was going to ask Fillmore from whence he hearkened because that would have given us a clear Canadian answer.
Yeah, he would have like been confused by that too, I'm afraid.
From whence do you hearken?
But listen, I think that people can compartmentalize their sexuality, and some people really feel as though they're heterosexual. They believe that, and they want to live with a family, and they have this concept of who they are in their adult life with children, and they don't. The gay piece is like this sidebar. It's like this hobby they have, even though Fillmore's right. It's probably really their more mature sexual identity. They're just not come to terms with it yet.
And distance gays, too. They have distance gays where, like, you might be gay because there's not a woman for 150 miles.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's like prison gay, right?
Yeah, I think prison gay is another thing. Drug-induced homosexuality was popular where I was from. You know, party gays, Roman. I don't know what else there is. There's
Greek? Roman?
I don't know about Greek as much. Okay. That's crazy, I think.
All right, let me tell you about LifeLock. There's a new FBI report citing internet crime complaints with losses of over $1.4 billion. Top two crimes reported were non-payment, non-delivery, and personal data breaches. Nearly 2,000 complaints were about ransomware. So, many threats in today. Where to go, man? The digital world. It's a good thing there's LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. It now includes the power of Norton Security for added protection. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help protect against identity theft, like your info for sale on the dark web. Norton helps protect against online threats like ransomware. You want protection? You get LifeLock. If there's a problem, their agents will work to fix it, but you won't have a problem because you have LifeLock. Right, Drew?
No one can stop every cyber threat or prevent all identity theft, but new LifeLock where Norton Security can uncover threats you might otherwise miss. Join now, and for the first year, get an additional 10% off the low starting price of $7.99 a month. That's right. That's nothing. Plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com. Enter promo code Adam. That is promo code Adam.
There's a call that's been on hold for a while. It's a Mark up there, 40, Denver. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, guys. Oh, my gosh. So happy to be getting it on. I'm a huge fan. Listening for 20 years.
Thank you.
And got a question. My girlfriend and I just moved in together, and we both have taken this 23andMe thing, and both of us are carriers for cystic fibrosis.
Wow.
And, yeah. Kind of interesting, kind of bad news, but good to know. And as things develop, we're talking about kids and all that. Curious what advice you might have moving forward.
I would talk to a formal genetic counselor because those, particularly 23andMe, are sort of screens. They're not very specific genetic profiles. So really, and I know Color.com doesn't really screen for that. So you want to go talk to a genetic counselor before you have babies. And to make a plan, find out what the real risk is, what the probabilities are, how to test for it, maybe in utero or not, or to make a decision you're not going to do that. But this is something you've got to sit down with a professional who does this counseling all the time and figure out what your plan is together.
Hey, I did one of those, not this one, but I'm just talking to Theo Vaughn here. So,
yeah, those things are dangerous, huh?
What?
It's sorcery by mail, it seems like, some of that.
I did one of those genetic lineage things, or look back.
You got to do color.com. I look
back at my family's history. I was shocked. Turns out my family are current slave owners.
No way.
I didn't even know. We didn't have to go back. They literally own it. Turned when I got the paper back. I was devastated. But I found out there were current slave owners. And, like, I know Ben Affleck and some of those guys come from ancestry today in apartments that they live in. I was appalled. I called my dad that night. I was like, I was holding back the tears and the rage. You know what I mean? When you see current slave owner on that piece of paper.
Oh, yeah.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah, I was in Mississippi and that a guy jumped out of the woods and asked me if I had any news from the north. So
it could have been one of my dads that got away.
I'm just saying it's happening out there.
He could be on the lam.
And I'm not surprised. I'm glad that they're having people.
I'll show you his crest off the air. You tell me if you recognize it.
As long as it's not burned into the back of someone, I'll take a peek at it. What's
going
on here?
That's why I could never host that show, Drew. Like, you think you know you or whatever those stupid shows are? Because I tell Sarah Jessica Parker, I tell her she had current slave owners in her family. Every soon. That'd be my running joke. It'd be funny, right?
See how they react.
That would be a good one. Who were the slave owners? I wish they would do a test that did say that, like who the slave owners are.
They
that
found
way you
out
know
that Ben Affleck found out he was had family history.
Wow. You have to do the ancestry, not the DNA.
And then he
right?
tried. Right. He tried to put the kibosh on it. Wow. He literally said, "Like, don't air this." And then we found out he said, "Don't air it." And then it got worse.
It's terrible.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So I would say, turns out there seems to be some history of slave ownership. And then Sarah Jessica Parker would go, when? How far back? I don't know. Let's call them right now. They're in Florida. They're still here.
Florida. Yeah, down in Delray Beach.
They're in Dade County, I think. We can call them. Ask them yourself. That's why I could never host that. Drew, wouldn't that be funny, though?
Yes. Funny now.
Current slave owner.
Stamps.com, everybody. These days you can get everything on demand, even your, I didn't want to say it.
Workers.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Like this show and many other podcasts, get postage on demand with Stamps.com. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package with your computer and your printer. It's your own desk. Then the mail just picks it up. Mail carrier picks it up. Just click, print, mail. You are done. We use it here. We were early adopters with it. I thought this was sorcery. When my wife first had like pictures of my kids on stamps, I'm like, this is Confederacy.
Oh, wow.
Like, how'd you do this? This is like some sort of weird. She had some, I don't know, she was doing some sort of.
Jimmy gave me those as a gift.
Yeah, of course, she paid more for them. But
whose kids? Your own kids?
Yes, my kids.
Oh, that's good.
Right now, use code ADS for up to $55 in free postage and a digital scale and a four-week trial. Come on now, ADS, you will love it. Go to stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage. It's right up there in the right-hand corner. Click on it. Then you type in ADS. Get the $55 free postage, digital scale, four-week trial, stamps.com. Enter ADS.
You don't want to send out stamps with pictures of your kids on it, though.
They weren't like really easily visible. It's like, you know, my daughter ice skating or something. You know what I mean?
Oh. So.
At some point, the guy goes, hey, she's cute. Let me turn this over. Well, there's where she lives.
That's like baseball cards. A lot of pedophiles collect those now from kids from like a long time ago. You know the ones you would get made yourself?
Oh, yeah.
They busted a lot of pedos and they got,
really?
They got stacks of those cards. People don't realize it has the kid's stats on it. You know, he's holding a little bat.
So
see,
weird.
This whole thing about not being able to read, which started off as sort of a detriment to me.
Yeah.
It's turned out to be the tree that never stops giving. Mm-hmm. I've missed all. I didn't have to collect comic books. I didn't have baseball cards. Not reading keeps you out of a lot of trouble.
A list of jams, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they don't have anymore is ransom notes. Remember that?
Where they cut up the letters?
Or just even left one. Like, you don't even see. Like, that's the thing I miss
I
about crime.
People are too lazy to do proper ransom notes where you cut out. Also, by the way, I've seen the movie where the detectives show up to your apartment and find the newspaper with the letters cut out, which is a telltale sign that's a ransom note.
Something to do with it.
Here's the thing. If you're going to do that kind of ransom note, you have to throw away the USA Today that you cut all the letters out of. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe you could advise somebody on Man Up how to keep from being caught.
Oh, yeah. That's what I wanted to say, Theo Vaughn.
We could advise
that's right.
him.
Man Up. This past weekend is the name of the podcast on Mondays and Thursdays on iTunes. And Comedy Central, the show, by the way, Man Up, is available on YouTube and Facebook Watch. Yes?
Hopefully Facebook. We're waiting for them to pick it up. It's available on Facebook, but it did great.
There are live shows everywhere coming up. I think you should go to theovaughn.com and find out when he's coming to either Oklahoma or Alberta or let's see.
There's a comment. Cherokee Casino.
Yep. Oklahoma, Calgary. Those are coming up. That'd
all
be great.
With Theo Von.
Raleigh.
And you
maybe
can.
Fillmore will be up there.
You can check out the podcast survey, podcast1/mysurvey, or go to podcast1 and click on the survey banner and give it, spend a few minutes and let them know. It helps a lot for me and Drew, and we appreciate you. Go to Chassis. Oh, Portland, second show added. Tickets available Saturday. This Saturday, me at the Aladdin Film and a stand-up show. So come on out to that. Until next time, Adam Carolla with Theo Von, Dr. Drew saying mahalo.